This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, it's everywhere. I'm reading a post on the internet, and it says, I'm writing to share my experience on the USPS, that's U.S. Postal Service, insured claim for $50 insurance on priority mail packages. I've had two claims in 10 years. 2 years ago, UPS claim rep told me they are instructed to deny all claims on the first submission. Can you imagine that? United States Postal Service employees are told to deny claims on the first submission. That's what happened to me. I had something, and they told me that I said, here it is, it's damaged. And they said, well, obviously, the seller shipped a broken unit. I said, what? No, it's packed well. No, you all busted it up. Look at how bent the box is, how ripped the box is. You all done did it. Nope, sorry. That's the United States Postal Service. You can't trust the Supreme Court. They haven't come to the aid of College of the Ozarks to keep perverts out of the bathrooms of girls and boys. Just like Rich says, the judicial system is busted. The Postal Service is busted. The legal system's busted. Corporate world is busted. There's a soda manufacturer that claimed on the can aged vanilla. Not true. It was synthetic. It was man-made. It was artificial. These are absolute fraudulent statements that these companies are making. Lifetime guarantee. What the heck does that mean? You just try it. Try to get a lifetime warranty on something that breaks. They go, well, you know what? We don't make it anymore. You can't get one. You can't get a replacement because we don't make it anymore, or they don't make it anymore. That's where we are. Words don't mean much anymore. They really don't. That's why loyalty is so important if you have it, and it goes both ways. Gwyneth?
Yeah, there's something that's written in the, something else that's written in the Bible, and that is that you got to keep yourself busy and redeem the time because the days are evil. And I just have that Bible quote just going on the inside of me. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. The days are evil. I mean, look outside of your front gate. The days are evil. There's no other way to explain it. So an example of redeeming the time. Personally, during the top of the hour news, what I did was, oh yeah, this evening, while I came in, I put the horse to bed, you know, got the wood, and I lit the fire, I put the kettle on the fire, and what I do a couple of times a week, I sit down and I make up a pot of soup. That is, I cut up vegetables, and this time it's got pork brawn in it because I bought it last time I went into town. I bought a shoulder of pork and or a joint of pork, and it went into the roasting pan, and I roasted it, and the jelly came out of the pork and settled in the bottom of the roasting pan. And I thought, beauty, pork brawn. That's what they call it in Scotland. I don't know what they call it in America. But it's spelled B-R-A-W-N, and it's the jelly from the meat. I didn't throw the jelly out. I thought, this is great. This is marvelous. Yum. And so I've been eating a slice of pork each day, you know, to keep the protein levels up. And it's nice. I like pork. But I won't eat manufactured pork because there's been a big problem with Chinese cutting up political prisoners and passing them off as pork, manufactured pork. This is really, truly pork. It's a shoulder joint. You can tell that it was part of a pig, and that's okay. But anyway, the soup, I made it up. I put it on the stove. I got a cup of the soup out. I put it in another pot, put some noodles in with it, went out, dug over 9 little garden beds of about, I don't know, 6 square feet each. So that's 9 times 6 is 54 square feet of garden bed. And I took out alfalfa sprouts that I've been sprouting. And, you know, when I was at Aldi a month or two back, they had an alfalfa sprouter for sale in Aldi, and it was about, you know, $10 or $20 or something. And so I said, okay, that's going in the trolley. You know, in the middle section of Aldi where they sell all the useless stuff. Well, I found actually something useful, which was an alfalfa sprouter. So I said, right, that's going in the trolley. And so I had these alfalfa sprouts, and I took them out to the garden, and I scattered them over the dug-up garden bed areas. And I was digging in the twilight and praying to God that, you know, that there'd be enough light for me to see. And then I just finished it before it went completely dark. I scattered the alfalfa sprouts over the surface of the dug-over soil, this, you know, 54 square feet of dug-over soil, and, you know, smoothed it over, put a little bit of soil on the top of them, and, you know, came in, and by that time the kettle was hot for my cup of tea and the soup was done. That's an example of redeeming the time, because the days are evil. I've got 54 square feet of alfalfa sown. And in the morning, as soon as it gets light, I'll get up, I'll drag myself out of bed, because, you know, I won't get to sleep until 2 or 3 a.m., at least 2 a.m., probably maybe 3 a.m., because after the broadcast, I don't really feel like going back to sleep right away. I'm just wide awake. And then I will go out and I will scatter some used hay over the top of the newly sown alfalfa, which will provide something for the dew to condense onto, D-E-W, to condense onto, and it will keep the soil moist and it will help the alfalfa to grow. And you know, I just ran out of time and day to do that earlier. But, you know, as the top of the hour news was happening, I looked at my alfalfa sprouter and I realised it was empty. So I went into my alfalfa seed store, stash. I rinsed out the alfalfa sprouter and I got 2 dessert spoons of alfalfa seed. And I put them in the alfalfa sprouter, and I put water in the alfalfa sprouter, and I set it on the windowsill. And in a day or 2 or 3, I will take that alfalfa seed that's sprouted, and I will make more garden beds, and I will scatter the alfalfa sprouts over the garden beds, put straw over the top of them, and then I'll have more alfalfa growing. And why would I do that? Well, because alfalfa is just so wonderful as a crop. You can eat it. You can eat sprouted alfalfa seed. But more than that, I have a horse. And alfalfa in this country is called lucerne. And lucerne is almost indispensable for keeping good condition on your horse. lucerne or alfalfa hay. And you pay something like $20 a small square bale for alfalfa hay around here from the feed supplies at the moment. And even if you get it from the direct from the farmer, he'll still charge about, you know, $12 to $15 a bale, a small square bale for alfalfa hay. And a horse will go through one of those every four, I mean, depends, probably about once a week, one or two alfalfa bales a week. Now, that's $40 of feed that I'm not going to have to fork out into the future because I'll have my own alfalfa growing. And this variety of alfalfa is called Winter 9 alfalfa. And in my climate, it keeps growing all year round. And alfalfa is perennial. It sends down a deep taproot. In sandy soil, it'll send down a taproot 14 metres. So 14 times 3, 14, 28, 42 feet in sandy soil. Now, I don't have sandy soil here. I have clay soil. But even so, alfalfa will grow in it. And it'll send its roots deep, deep, deep down into the soil. It'll find every little nook and cranny. And it'll find the water that settles in there, and it will grow all winter and all summer with no irrigation. And so if there's anyone out there, get alfalfa growing on, even if you have a suburban block, get some alfalfa seed. It's easy to come by. Go to your health food store. But the best place to get it is from a, you know, on eBay you have small seed sellers. They buy bulk lots of seed from the seed distributors, the big agricultural seed distributors. They divide it up and they sell it on eBay. And alfalfa seed, most of the sellers were charging in the ballpark of $100 to $120 a kilogram for alfalfa seed. And I thought, crikey, jingies, that's a lot of money. And I found another seed supplier, and they were selling their alfalfa for $25 or thereabouts shipped for a kilogram of alfalfa seed. And I thought, that's more like it. I can do that. So I got the, and it was Winter 9, which is the proper agricultural alfalfa and not just something that they got from the health food store. And if all you can get is the stuff from the health food store, then that's all you can get, and that's fine. It'll still grow. But get alfalfa growing in your garden. Class member, instructor, please. It is such a beneficial crop for you and for your animals. And to collect the seed, you'd lay a tarpaulin underneath the plant. When you can see that it's got pods on it, you lay a cloth underneath the plant, and the ripe seed will fall onto the tarpaulin or the cloth. And then you just pick up the cloth and you funnel it into a jar. You pick.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. 877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth, have you heard the term long pork, L-O-N-G? Next word, pork.
Oh, yes. I grew up amongst the Maori in New Zealand, and that's what they called it. It's a human meat.
Yeah, human flesh. And
the Maori call it kai tangata, which literally means kai means food, tangata means people. People food, meaning human flesh.
Mm-hmm. Correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Christopher Columbus in the business of sending long pork back to Europe in barrels, which actually happened to be American Indians?
Yeah, that's one of the things that he did. And now the Chinese are doing it to the rest of us. They're sending their chopped up political prisoners to the whole world as pork. So do not buy manufactured meat. You could, I'm not saying that you are, okay? And this is being published in the press and then heavily suppressed by your favorite social media companies. I'm being sarcastic. If they want to sue me for my opinion and what I believe, then go on, sue me, and it'll come out in court that I'm right. But that the Chinese, are sending chopped up political prisoners to the West as manufactured pork.
Christopher Columbus, by the way, class, don't believe anything we say. Okay? Don't believe anything that I say, Gwen says, any of your instructors say. Don't believe anything you read in any of the media, see in the media, hear in the media. Don't believe any of it. Do your own research. Make up your own mind. But there's published information about Christopher Columbus and how he cut off the hands of natives who didn't bring him enough gold. Also, that Columbus's men tested their blades by killing people, see how well they worked. And that he mutilated his own Spaniards, you know, whipping them and cutting them in the back and that kind of thing. And that women were regularly paraded naked through the streets. Now, Christopher Columbus. And he started a child sex slave ring. Now, don't believe me. You can go to listverse.com, listverse.com. And that he, it's claimed that he lied about being the first person to spot land. You know, so isn't this interesting? And he paraded dismembered bodies through town. And he pretended to be God to keep the natives working for him. And the Arawaks committed mass suicide rather than live with Columbus. And to top off the list, he brought syphilis to Europe. How about that?
Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. And the Carib, who actually were a cannibal tribe, but that's, you know, the Maoris and half the tribes in the world were cannibals at one time or another. So the Carib are now extinct. There's no Carib left. There's no descendant of the Carib left, not even mulatto half-bred descendants of the Carib left. They are utterly extinct. There's no Carib left in the Caribbean. That's why the Caribbean is called the Caribbean, because that was the homeland of the Carib tribe, C-A-R-I-B. That's why it's called the Caribbean. And there were hundreds of thousands of them, and now there's none. Thank you very much, Christopher Columbus. I'm being sarcastic.
You know, here's what this article says, and it's listverse.com. Quote, Columbus... Quote, Columbus killed millions of natives, but in what might have well been divine retribution, he killed millions more back home. When he and his men came back from the New World, they didn't just bring back slaves. They brought back syphilis. The first syphilis outbreak in Europe happened in 1495, shortly after Columbus and his sailors returned. Before Columbus, there hadn't been any known cases of syphilis in Europe. It goes on to say, there are a few researchers who insist they found one, but none have been conclusively proven. All signs point to the idea that Columbus and his men brought back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
USA News Update. The White House says President Biden will be taking precautions in the wake of his wife's positive COVID-19 test. Tropical Storm Lee expected to rapidly intensify into an extremely dangerous hurricane, possibly a Category 3 in the Atlantic Ocean by this weekend, according to the National Hurricane Center. Former Proud Boys Chairman Enrique Tarrio sentenced yesterday to 22 years in prison for seditious conspiracy and leading a failed detailed plot to prevent the transfer of power from Donald Trump to Joe Biden. Drug intoxication suspected in the death of a 32-year-old festival goer at Burning Man, where some 70,000 attendees were trapped in the remote Black Rock Desert in Nevada over the weekend due to heavy rains and thick mud. The official cause and manner of his death are still pending. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Yeah, and this article in listverse.com says the first syphilis outbreak in Europe happened in 1495, shortly after Columbus and his sailors returned. Before Columbus, there hadn't been any known cases of syphilis in Europe. There are a few researchers who insist that they found one, but none have been conclusively proven, and all signs point to the idea that Columbus and his men brought it over with their ring of child sex slaves. Some of Columbus's crewmen ended up serving in a war against Italy, whoring their way across Europe on the way, and soon spread syphilis all across the continent. It was devastating. The first outbreak killed more than 5 million Europeans. End quote.
No, I don't.
Now, we're not taught that in in history classes, are we? Here's another thing, Gwyneth. I got a call from, we're all over the map here today. I got a call from Discover, the credit card company, and I really like Discover. I think they're the best. I really believe that they're the best. And we've been with Discover since about a year after it first started. We were one of the very first. So we've been loyal to them, and they've been fine for us. Well, there's something interesting. They called and said, there's a transaction on your credit card, and it seems a little out of the ordinary. Someone charged about a dollar on your credit card in Kansas City. And I said, we didn't go to Kansas City. They said, that's what we thought. So they locked down all of the credit cards on that account. Every single one got shut down. And they thought it was fraud, and they figured out where it was. So what happened? We purchased gasoline in Springfield, Missouri, at one of those pay-at-the-pump gas stations. So you put your card in the slot, you pull it out. What happened was someone installed a skimmer. Now, a skimmer is a device that reads your credit card just as the machine is reading your credit card. So if you put your card in a pump, you slide it in there, it reads your card, and you get some gasoline. Everything seems to work fine. But just in front of that, there's a thin skin of what is manufactured to look exactly like a card reader. It might be a quarter of an inch thick. It fits right over that. It's the same color, same size, same shape, everything. It just is a quarter of an inch thick. And it's an overlay that has a reader in it. So your card is read by the skimmer, and then it's read by the gas pump. It's read twice. Then the skimmed information is stored, later is used to create a credit card from a blank credit card. But they already have the number, they have all the information from the card, and they duplicate your card. And then our card was duplicated, and it was used at a 7-Eleven type store. And it was shut down. So the skimmed card is an exact duplicate of the real McCoy, our card. So a week later, we got new replacement credit cards with different account numbers. Now this is a nuisance, and it's costing all of us extra, because the credit card companies are going to pass the losses on to us for issuing these credit cards. Now, I used to work for credit card companies. And do you know that the blank credit cards, a lot of them are made in England. And we would fly a guy. We would fly an assistant vice president, give him a ticket on an airplane to fly over to England to bring back credit card blanks. And then we would imprint them in the East Coast of the United States. So the blanks are so valuable that we didn't want them getting stolen. Blank, unimprinted cards, because they could be used for duplicating cards, like with these skimmers. So look up credit card skimmer class. Look at the images. And you've got to believe that Chinese are making these credit card skimmers. You got to believe it, because they have the technology to do it. Now, I'm not 100% sure, but I'm like 99.99999% sure that these credit card skimmers are coming from China. Just like fake gold is coming from China. Fake silver dollars are coming from China. These guys are willing to make counterfeit what looks like gold, like 1 ounce gold coins, money. The Chinese are doing it. And they're getting away with it. And a lot of people have been defrauded by what looks like gold. And it's not. It's worthless. And the Chinese absolutely know they're doing this. And they're getting away with it. And they're bringing it into this country. And you know that in World War II, the Nazis had in their concentration camp engravers. And some of their jobs were to create counterfeit U.S. currency. And the idea was to flood the market with counterfeit currency in the United States so that it would it would devalue the U.S. dollar. The Nazis did that. Nazis were sneaky, rotten. They booby-trapped their way across Europe. They set booby traps up. The guy would pick up an item, move a table, set a chair upright in an old farmhouse, and boom, a hand grenade would go off. Booby traps. That's what the Nazis did. But they're our friends now. Germans are our friends. And so were the Japanese, who tortured people. This is nuts. I don't know how you become friends with a country that attacks and blows up your navy. How do you become friends with those guys? Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah. It's unfortunately it's even worse now, because back in the day, I mean, the political leadership wasn't perfect, but they could tell the difference between right and wrong. I mean, our political leadership can tell the difference between right and wrong, but they choose what's wrong. But we don't have the likes of Winston Churchill. We don't have the right, the military leadership of the likes of George Patton. They're gone. That generation has passed on. They are fertilizing the dust, unfortunately. That entire World War II generation is pretty well gone. And it's so sad. You've got to realize you're on your own. If you're on our team, probably in your local area, you're the only one. Probably not even your children get it. I think that you are extraordinarily blessed, Vincent, that at least some of your children get it. It's immensely sad that probably most people in this broadcast classroom, they are the only people in their whole area, in their whole district, that actually gets it. And that's how it's going to be. And in a few years' time, there's going to be a lot more dead people, and there's going to be, mostly it'll be the likes of us that survive, because sometimes, from time to time, I come across people who have got a clue, but the majority of them say, yeah, we're going to get you, we're going to fight the government and all the rest of it. What are you going to do? And I'm going to stay out on my land, and I'm going to keep growing alfalfa, and I'm going to keep growing beans and pumpkins, butternut pumpkins, and zucchinis or courgettes, and I'm going to keep growing all these wonderful things, and prickly pear cactuses, and I'm going to ride my horse, and I'm going to take my horse's poo-poos, and I'm going to turn them into compost, and I'm going to grow trees, and I'm going to propagate out the trees, and I'm going to do all these things, and I'm going to stay out of the way. And if anyone comes to think that they can raid my land, they'll find that they have their hands full. They will find that they have their hands full. And I'm not saying any more than that. Because I've taken a lifetime to build up the skill set that I have to be able to garden and farm and keep a horse, which is a transport system and a manure supply, and cultivate trees on this land. Why would I, and these skills in the future are going to be needed. Why would I do something stupid like go and fight a war against an enemy that is so much bigger and stronger than I? And a war that I can't win on my own, you know? And it's, all you can do is stay out of the way. Keep yourself alive. Be ready to rebuild when it's all done and dusted, because they're destroying themselves. The other team are busy destroying themselves. And I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Where's Carthage? Where is Babylon? You know, all of these empires, the Mayans and the Aztecs, the reason that, you know, Christopher Columbus was a bad man, but the Aztecs were not shining paragons of virtue either. You know, the Mayans, slightly better, but they were still cannibals. The Caribs were cannibals. They, you know, none of them were any good. Columbus wasn't. The Caribs weren't. The Aztecs weren't. You know, the Aztecs were into ripping people's chests open and pulling out their still beating hearts and eating them. That's the Aztecs and the Mayans for you. So they had their own set of problems. And they, maybe if they'd been virtuous, then they would have had a chance against Christopher Columbus, but they weren't, and they fell because of that. You know, and it's, I'm not taking sides here. The Maya that has survived, they're still living in the Amazonian rainforest, and they have actually, you know, they're trying to do the right thing, which is stay out of the way, maintain their rainforest, defend it against invaders, and just wait for the whole thing to collapse, because they understand what happens when an empire collapses. It goes away. And when the globalists go away, the few Maya that are still there in the Amazonian rainforest will still be there, and they will regrow the entire Amazon rainforest from their knowledge of how the Amazon works. You know? But they've got no plans to go fighting an unwinnable war. And neither have I.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
In class, I get a chance every once in a while to talk to our instructors on the telephone privately. And I have no new advice and counsel, none. It's the same thing. No tune change. It's keep your head down. Don't get involved in these skirmishes. Don't go to protests. Don't cause problems. Stay out of the way. Prepare for yourself and your family. Don't go looking for fights. Just do the best you can to prepare. Conserve. Don't waste anything. Learn everything you can so that you can continue after this mess is over. I don't see any light at the end of the tunnel other than an oncoming train. We learned today that the Saudis are increasing the price of crude oil, naturally. We know that we used to get along just fine with Russia, and the current Washington, D.C. set didn't like that. So now we are raising our fists, and they're raising their fists. And it looks like the ultimate horror can erupt, which would be nuclear annihilation. I don't like any of this. I don't like the fact that our morals have declined. I don't like the fact that we can't trust any system, whether it be governmental or corporate. I don't like the fact that there's no honor, no integrity, or very little, I should say, left. I don't like any of it. I long for the 1950s and 1960s where people were nice to each other. There was no such thing as road rage. People waited to pass rather than push their way around. People learned about frugality because it was taught to them by their parents who lived through World War I. World War II, the first Great Depression, and they knew what it was to be kind and considerate. And you didn't hear the foul-mouthed spectacles of people in Hollywood. You thought that they were nice. Politicians didn't swear. Presidents didn't swear publicly. We've lost it all. I'm sorry to say. We've lost it all. And I don't think it's coming back without a lot of extreme pain for everybody. Inflation. They lied to us. I'm talking about our government lies to us about inflation. Just try buying food. Just try it. Farmers, I predict, will be going out of business left and right, and they already are. I've talked to farmers, and I said, can a young farmer make it today? And the answer is absolutely not. A young farmer cannot buy a tractor for $130,000 and a baler for $60,000 and a hay rake and a hay tedder and the fuel and make a go of it. It can't be done. It cannot be done. There's a farmer who wants us to cut her field. We've got a 15-foot-wide batwing mower and a tractor to pull it. It's going to burn over $20 worth of fuel per hour. If you put in the wear and tear of the tractor and the equipment, our cost is going to be $75 an hour. Do you think that it will be pleasant for us to say, I'll tell you what, we'll do it at our cost, no charge for our labor, for $75 an hour, and it'll cost you about $1,000 to cut your field? That's if we do it at no profit to us and do the labor for free. That's where we are today, class. Gwyneth?
Yep. And then there's the alternative, which is looking after yourself, hand tools. I'll tell you something else that I've been learning, which, you know, before this other guy threw me overboard, he taught me how to be a groundskeeper. And even though, you know, he had his problems, he was a good groundskeeper. And he said, this is how you set up a horse exercise track. This is what you do. This is a training schedule for a horse. This is what you do. Learn what you can from who you can. But don't expect anybody to be there for you. That's all that you can do. And I look after my track with hand tools, with a rake. And I harrow the track every time after I use it with a rake, with a 9-foot handle. And you can do it. I can do it. So, yeah, it that's how it's going to be. And it's going to be a person here and a person there. And probably you're going to be the last one left alive in your district, because it's all going down. And don't get any jabs. You don't trust anybody who says that from the government. Be with Ronald Reagan. He says the 9 most terrifying words in the English language. We are from the government, and we're here to help. 10 most terrifying words in the English language. We are from the government. We're here to help. That's absolutely true. Yeah. Don't trust them. Don't trust them one out.
Yeah, President Ronald Reagan said that. He's absolutely right.
Ronald Reagan said that.
Gwyneth, thank you so much.
President Reagan.
We'll see you next week. Tomorrow it's Kyle.
God bless.
Friday, Greg and Bert.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.